MP3, Track 48.
Susan, what's wrong? You haven't failed an exam, have you?
No, Mum.
What are you looking at?
My report card.
Let's have a look. Oh, well done. You passed all your exams with good grades. Your form teacher says you're a talented student, you study hard, you never forget to do your homework, you always pay attention in class. I don't get it. Why do you look so sad?
Well, you know, next year I'm going to be in year 10.
Oh, so after year 9 it's year 10, is it?
Mum!
Sorry.
So, I've got to decide what subjects I want to study next year, and the choices I make, well, it's important.
Right, because the choices you make now will influence what you can study at university and the jobs you can get after you graduate.
Yes.
What are the compulsory subjects?
English, science, maths and PE, that's 4. And, ICT and citizenship or religious education. But you don't have to sit exams in PE or citizenship, so they
so
don't count.
So what's the problem?
I want to do art.
But?
But a careers advisor came to school today and she told us there's not much chance of getting a job if you do art at university.
So what courses did she recommend then?
Dentistry, medicine, engineering, things like that. But to get degrees in those subjects, you have to do A-levels in physics, chemistry and biology. And I hate physics.
You're not bad at writing essays. Why don't you do English or history at university?
I could do, I suppose, but...
But you really want to go to art school.
Yeah.
You're good with computers, right?
Yes.
So maybe you should combine art and design with ICT at university. There are lots of jobs for people with degrees like that. That way you can do art at school.
That's a great idea. I'll talk to my form teacher about it then. Thanks, Mum.